Blog Talk Radio.
Now my Savior, I come to you.
Come ye sinners, poor and needy, bruised and broken by the fall. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pardoning love for all. He is able, he is able, he is willing, doubt no more. He is able, he is able, he is willing, doubt no more.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I just want to praise God and thank him for safe traveling mercy. It's none other but our Father that truly loves us and he takes care of us. Amen. And let us go into a word of prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom to come, and thy will be done. Heavenly Father, as your children come to the prayer line once again, Father, to worship, to praise, to fellowship, to praise you with all hallelujah and joy, making a joyful noise. Oh, Father, we come thanking you, Lord, because you brought us through another Sabbath day weekend. So now, Father, as we are here on the prayer line, Father, I'm asking that you touch each and every one, Lord, that they may testify of your goodness and praise you because what you have done through this Sabbath day. Lord, we have learned so much. We have studied and we have praised. We have listened to song, all these things to give you glory. Father, I want to thank you once again for blessing us one more time to get on this prayer line. And now, Father, as I read the scripture, I pray that your Holy Spirit will pour out upon us tonight that we may understand and that we may take heed to the word of God. Lead us and guide us. Keep us. Protect us, Father. And most of all, Father, give us strength where we weak at. Because, Lord, you said you're coming back for a prepared people. And, Lord, we must seek you with all our heart and our mind. And asking you for strength to be obedient. It's nothing we can do of ourselves. But in you, Father, we can glorify you by being obedient to your word. So now we thank you. We ask him that you bless each and every one, even those, our brothers and sisters, that are far off from us in other countries. Lord, Father, we ask that you be with them and all their family. We want to thank you for blessing them to come to this prayer line to listen to the word of God. So I'm asking you once again, Father, bless this prayer line and help us on this prayer line to have your character, to be like Jesus, our Savior, which gave his life for the whole world. And whosoever believe in him will be saved. So, Lord, let us seek him. And also, he said that we're supposed to walk in the ways of the right. So, Lord, thank you tonight. Bless us and lead and guide us, and even bless your word. And we pray this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I want to for joining us tonight. And just to say that you are the goodness of God. You come on this prayer line, and you share, you support. We got three nights a week, and our same sisters and brothers. And then, you know, we are staying faithful. Because the faithful ones are those that will bring others in. Others see that, okay, we holding this prayer line, so there is some blessing there. There's got to be some blessing. So we just want to thank you, brothers and sisters. Now we can begin pressing one, and your line could be open. And I want to read the scripture as the Lord has given to us. And I'm reading from Maranatha. What a blessing this book has for us. The troublous times right upon us. And it's coming from Revelation chapter 7. It says, after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the seas, nor on any trees. Brothers and sisters, I tell you. So let's read what prophecy says. It says, four mighty angels are still holding the four winds of earth. Terrible destruction is forbidden to come. The wind will be stirred up of nations to one deadly combat. While the angels hold the four winds, forbidding the terrible power of Satan to be exercised in its fury upon the servants of God are sealed. Yes, the servants of God are sealed in their forehead. The signs of times give evidence that the judgment of heaven are being poured out, that that the day of the Lord is at hand. The daily paper are full of indications of an intense conflict in the future. Behold, the robbers and the frequent occurrence, striking or common, theft and murders are committed on every hand. Men possessed by demons are taking the lives of men, women, and little children. All these things testify that the Lord's coming is near. The restraining spirit of God is even now being withdrawn from the world. Hurricanes, storms, temperance, disasters by the sea and by land follow one another in quick succession. The signs thicken around us, telling of near approaching the Son of God, the attributes to any other than the true cause. The time is right upon us when there will be sorrow in the world that no human balm can heal. Even before the last great destruction comes upon the world, the flattering momentum of man greatness will be crumbled in the dust. God's retributive judgment will fall on those who of great light have continued in sin. Costly buildings supposed to be fireproof are erected, but as Sodom perished in the flame of God's vengeance, so will these proud structure become ash. I have seen vessels which cough and muse sum of money, wrestling with the mighty ocean, seeing to angry billows, but with all their treasures of gold, the silver, and all their human freight, they sink into the water grave. But amid the tumult of excitement, with confusion in every place, there is a work to be done for God in this world. And sisters and brothers, as I read this, we hear of all these things going on in this world, and we see that the storms and the hurricanes and the tornadoes and all these things, and as the Bible talk, I mean, as the prophets are talking about, you're going to see those costly houses that people have built, million dollars cord to the Gulf. She said it's going into the sea. So we just thank God that we are getting to know him, because then we don't put our trust in these things. We know he say he's coming back, and we are, if we ain't ready already, we sure is better be ready and get ready. So sisters and brothers, as I begin to open the line, and I'm asking you to press 1, and you can begin to share. I will begin to open the first line, and you can share. And even what I read here, you can comment or whatever God put on your heart by God's grace. Amen. So 985-232, your line is open. And I want to welcome all my brothers and sisters on Advent Light Ministry, because this ministry is a prayer line. And the prayer request is surely we lift these prayers up, not only in our prayer on this line, but also in our private prayer. Amen. So you may
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I want to thank God for us being back on this line again. Thank him for blessing us continually. I would like to read this prayer. Dear Lord, when we experience grief, it feels as though our heart will never heal. We know that your love is beyond our understanding. We have faith that you will bandage every wound. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thank the Lord, because we just the only one can heal all our wounds. And we know to call him up and tell him what we need or what he already know before the act. He always do what we ask. Because he said, if you ask, it shall be done. You knock, the door will be open. So we ask the Lord for whatever and have a sincere heart. He would do what we ask. So I just thank the Lord because I have asked many things from the Lord and I have been succeeded successfully. So I thank him for what I asked. So I just ask prayer from for my family and my sisters and brothers on that Ben Light, the Alex Nation, for the all the ministers and all of them preach the word, and for the Sister Powell, her ministry, I mean her mission she has in Jamaica, and I just want to pray for her daughter, Sister Stephanie. Hope she's doing well, and all the sick and homeless, and all the ones that are incarcerated in the hospital nursing home, and everyone else I miss, family in general. And just want to continue asking the Lord to continue studying his word, that we can keep a tight bond so that we can stay in touch with the Lord. And that a way we all know we in good shape and we praying and doing his will. So I thank God for this, and God bless each and every one of y'all. God have a blessed day. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda.
You know, keep Brother John in prayer. Amen.
Amen. We will do that. We want to thank you for coming to share on Advent Light Ministry, just supporting the ministry to be that light for your daughter. You know, when we are on the prayer line, speaking of God's goodness, the children are listening and they hear. And one day, God is going to turn it around and he's going to bring them. So, but we have to start with us and be that example. So thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for being that good example for your children, because what they see you do, most of the time, that's what they're going to do. So I just want to thank my brothers and sisters for coming to share. And we're going to open the next line. I'm thankful that everybody got their hand up. So let us open the next line so everybody get time that they can sing, they can praise God, give testimony. Amen. 843-206, your line is open.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line. This is Sister Tainiko from Florida. God's blessing to you all. I love you so much, and I'm so glad to be here, thanking God for another precious day of life and thanking him for all he has done for us, because he is so worthy to be praised. I just want to give him praise and honor and thanks for this new day. And I have a scripture to read, Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Verse 5, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So may we continue to keep praising the Lord and doing his will, because we know that he is coming soon, and we're just praying and asking him to help us all to be ready. And I do have prayer requests. I'd like to ask a prayer request for the Event Life prayer line. And I also would like a prayer for you, Sister Leola, and your family, for Sister Brenda and Brother John, and also her family members, for Sister Powell, Sister Stephanie, KJ and Kaja, for Brother Eli and his mom, Rose, and the DACO program he's praying for, all his friends, and for Sister Carl and her family as well, Nicole and Amanda. Continue to bless all of our precious family members and our children as they need prayer in these last days. So, my beloved, I have a song to sing, but I'll wait until, you know, everybody speaks first to give them time. So thank you so much. God bless you. Love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey,
amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko. Once again, it's truly a blessing. So we're going to open your line when you when the prayer before we pray. Amen. So let us open the next line so all our brothers and sisters, you can have time to share. So we have the next line, 518-650. We open in your line. Amen. And be patient, sister and brother. I will get to you. 650, your number is open. Your line is open.
Good evening to everyone on the line. It's a blessing. God is good. His word is everlasting and his truth endureth forever. I went today to look for Sister Pearl and I spent almost the whole day with her. It was a good day. It was a blessing. That lady, her daughter Sophia, was there. They are so kind. Continue to bless them. Please pray for me and my family. Special prayer, especially those in Jamaica. Oh, I need prayer. I need a lot of prayer, and they need a lot of prayer, too. What must I do? Must I sing or must I pray?
Sister Bonnie, go ahead. You want to, song. Go ahead and sing the song. Give a song of praise.
Okay. I sing the mighty power of God that makes the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day, the moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below that but makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. Creatures that borrow life from thee are subject to thy care. There's not a place where we can flee, but God is presence there. Now I'm going to read Jeremiah 10, verses 13 and 14. When he uttered his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he caused the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. Our Father and our God, we come before you this evening, Lord, to sing your mighty power, Lord, because you make the mountain rise, O God, and you spread the flowing seas abroad and build the lofty skies. nothing good are we. But, Lord, because of your grace and your mercy, we can come before you this evening to ask you to cleanse us, to purge us, to anoint us, O God. Please, Lord, take away our sin from us. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that whatever we do, God, we may understand your leading and your guidance in our life. Take us all and mold us and fashion us into your likeness. Make us into what you want us to be. Nothing good are we. Be with our families, O God, all over. We put them before you this evening along with ourselves. This prayer line, each and every one on it, O God. We come before you because there is no one else we can come to but you. You is the only true God. And there is nothing too hard for you, and there is nothing you cannot do. Lord, you is a great physician. You is a sympathizing Jesus. You is a burden bearer, O God. You is a heavy load sharer. Lord, you is a rose of Sharon. You is a lily of the valley. You are everything. You are everywhere at the same time. So, God, we put ourselves into your hands this evening, Lord. We are asking you, God, to mold us and to fashion us into your likeness and make us into what you want us to be, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, O God, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Lord, anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. You are God and God alone, and there is no other God but you. So, Lord, we love you, we adore you, we magnify you, we praise you, Lord. We exalt you, we lift you up, and we give you thanks. Each and every family that come on this line this evening, go, God, and those who are in the background listening, Lord, we come because we have no one else but you, Jesus. You are the greatest one to come to. Without you, we are nothing. There's nothing we can do without you, Lord. So help us, Lord, to come before you with praise and thanksgiving, knowing that you want to see us in good health, O God, and you want us to prosper and come to repentance, dear God. So, Father, please, Lord, please, Father, have your way. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You are the great physician. You are the sympathizing Jesus. Lord, so many things are happening all over the world in diverse places, O God. You have told us about it in Matthew 24. So, Lord, oh God, hear our cry, oh God, and give ear to our word. Cover us under your blood, Jesus. Anoint us and purge us, oh God. Cleanse us. We are your people. We are the sheep of your pasture. So we enter into your gate with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Lord, we are thankful unto you too, and bless your name. Because you are good, and your word is everlasting, O God, and your truth endureth to all generations. O God, your cry, Lord. Please, Jesus, help us to trust in you with all our heart and to lead that unto our own understanding. Lord, in all our ways, help us to acknowledge you, because only you alone can direct our path. O God, help us to that, to praise ourselves. But to give you all the honor and glory and the praise, because we are living just because of you. And your goodness, O God, endure it forever. Lord, thank you for what you have been doing, what you're doing now, what you continue to do. And Lord, be the one who's going to break the bread of life tonight, O God. Let it not be seen, but let you be seen doing everything. So Lord, thank you for everything. It's another end of the day, O God, it's another day. Father God, as we go to bed tonight, we ask you to send your guardian angel to encamp round about us. Meet back all the darkness and let your bright light shine so that others may see you shining to us. Oh God, hear our prayer, hear our cry. Give ear to our word, oh God. Cover us under your blood. And let everything we do be done according to your will. I give you thanks and I give you praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Bonnaby, for that scripture. And I just want to have a little comment on that. When God said, when he uttered his voice, there is a multitude of waters in heaven. And he caused the vapor to ascend from the end of the earth, and he make it lightning with rain. But you see, when he said he caused the vapor to ascend from the end of the earth, you know, sister, they are taking the very thing about vapor. You know, everywhere you go now, all you see is a vapor. The people using that pipe in their nose or in their mouth, and they have all that vapor, and they be, I mean, you should see, and just, it looks like the clouds when it spread out, so much smoke. And the devil done took what's words, and he used it for evil. That vapor, God is so saying that he ascended in the whole earth, and he give, that vapor is nothing but like a mist. But yet people, the devil done took it and now using it as the smoke that going up their nose and into their lungs. And when they, and I say, golly, I say, smoking a cigarette wasn't a lot of smoke, but now they are smoking something that thing looks, and when they say it's vapor, that thing has like a cloud. I say, oh my goodness, when I first saw it. You see how the world getting the word out this Bible, and they're using it for the world? Vapor. They are vaporing now, and they sell that stuff everywhere. Children buy that stuff, and they tell them it's no good for them. Sisters, I'm telling you, Satan have said in his heart, he said, I'm going to lift myself up above the stars of God. I'm going to be like the Most High. So everything God says, Satan wants to copy it. So let us think about, when you read that, that made me thought about how these people are vaporing today. Lord have mercy on them. So let me go to the next caller. I just want to thank you for reading that scripture, because that was something made me think on how everything, every word that God used, the world taking it, just like his name, Jehovah. What they done? They done take it and made Yahoo. Everything the world want to just take from the word of God and use it to gain their worldly money. So I'm telling you, we gotta stay prayed up. So thank you, Sister Barnaby, for that. Amen. So we're gonna go to the next caller, which is 518-951. We opening your line, and you can give your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
All right. Good evening, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. I just want to give God thanks and praise that you...
Sister Powell, we can't hear you.
Yeah. You're hearing me now?
I can hear you now when you say you hear me.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good evening, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. I just want to give God thanks and praise for blessing us and that we can join here together to bring joy and happiness that he has given unto us, that we can join together to listen to the word. Before I have a song that if there is no other time, I need the Lord. And I know every one
Amen.
Of us need the Lord. Heard that Sister Leela was reading Revelation 7, and that is the sealing of the 144 as she read it. And you know that time is running out on us, my dear. Already we saw kingdom upon kingdom. We saw nation against nation. We saw wars. Everything is happening, and it is happening so rapidly. And Christ wants to seal us, my dear beloved. He made sure that's the reason why he called unto the four angels that holding back the striver to hold and hold and hold it. That, you know, give us a little probationary time so that we will get ourselves right and we will, you know, be like him so that he will seal us, right? Because it's only those who are sealed with Christ's righteousness by faith will enter into the kingdom of heaven. So I really thank God, you know, that we are on this line, that we can learn so much, you know, and we have people who can break down these hidden balls and also, you know, the time that we are living in, and, you know, we can go in Christ, that we can share others. So I thank God that our loving Father is holding back this drive, right? And despite of what we are doing all around the place, you know, let not out this time run out on us, because it's just the same thing that we have been studying about, the five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins, right? We saw what happened. Five was wise and five was foolish. But when the door was shut, the foolish one couldn't enter in. And that is the same thing as we look upon where Christ is right now in the most holy sanctuary. We know, dear, that one day soon and very soon what he is doing, we have to be aware of what he is doing and to know that the mighty work that he is doing up there, one day it's going to come to an end, and Jesus wants each one of us on this land so that we will be ready, we will feel the Holy Spirit with Christ within us. And then when that book is closed and he said, always filthy, let them be filthy still. So we don't want those doors to close on us and we are not ready. We also see it demonstrated in Noah with the flood. We saw what happened. The door was closed. And when the knocking came out, the people, it was already locked and closed, could not open. Noah couldn't do anything, right? And we saw the destruction. So my prayer this evening, my dear beloved, is that I need the Lord. I need him every hour. Every hour I have to put my trust in him. Every hour I have to give him the praise. Not what people may do, praising what Sister Powell have done, but praising what God have done to Sister Powell. And I am so thankful. I'm thankful for my sister, as you hear. My sister was here, Sister Barnaby. We spent actually one day together, you know, bringing her goodies. Even my meal, she was able to fix and bring. And we were here reading and studying the Word of God. And there in the study this evening, we were studying about, you know, health reform, and dressing was one of it, dress reform. And my dear beloved, we are wasting time, because when we heard what the Lord said, we saw that the Lord started dress reform with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. We saw that, and it started with everything. And the dress reform is not only the dress that you wear or the shoes that you put on or the hair that you put in or the makeup or this. It is a variety of things. And because we know, you know, what God expects, and what God would desire for us and what we are supposed to be giving him, right? We're supposed to give him everything. And when we give him everything, he is able to help us so that the things that we have been doing, you know, that through the Holy Spirit will allow us, you know, to put off these things, put away these things, so that we will follow him. So this is a little song that I have to sing. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour, to thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. We need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptation lose their power when thou art nigh. We need thee, oh, we need thee. Every hour we need thee. Oh, bless us now, my Savior. We come to thee. Kind and loving Father, we come to you. Father, we need you every hour. Father, we cannot do without you. We are presenting our old beam on this line today. Lord, you know every one of us. You heard our cry. And because we need you, we come boldly at the throne to ask you, Lord, for help. We need the help. You know all the help we need. We ask you to forgive us of all our many sins and our shortcoming in things that we have done, Lord. We may not know it is wrong, but in your sight it is wrong. We are asking you, Lord, as we confess them, remove it from us so that we will be able to follow you. Wash us and cleanse us and make us clean. Bless each one of us, Lord. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you for traveling mercies. We thank you for food. We thank you for shelter. But most of all, we thank you for your loving written words. We thank you what you have told us in your word, that you can cover us with your robe of righteousness. We thank you for the Shekinah glory that you promised to give us, that it will be in our countenance, that wherever we go to present your word, that people will see Christ. And just each one of us, all of us who present their requests, Lord, we agree with every request, and those who are coming on, joining us from different places, we ask you to cover them under your blood. Bless us, we pray, and help us to be faithful. We love you, dear Father, in Jesus' name. Your thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Power, I was mentioned, do you know what vaporing is? When they put it in that pipe and they blowing out all this smoke. Do you know what that is? Have you seen
what it is?
The young men, they calling it vapor. Actually.
Okay, well, the thing that they smoke?
Yes, somebody have come up with this thing. You see, the word of God, they take what's words in this Bible, and they had created this thing they call vapor. And when it's vapor, it puts out like a cloud. Tell them how bad that is for you. This pipe is some kind of little. It looks like a little whistle, and they put it in their mouth, and when they puff that smoke out, it's so thick. As sister was reading, I said, I want y'all to understand when the devil has made this vapor. They say that thing is worse than cigarettes. It will heal your lungs. And they are buying, this stuff is so popular. They have so many stores everywhere you go in every little these little mall area that these little, they build up. All you see on, when you see that word vapor on top, they selling it everywhere. This stuff sells. And basically, as she was reading, God said that it caused the vapor to ascend from the end of the earth, and he make lightning with rain, and the bringing forth the wind out of his treasure. But on the same token, this vapor, it brings much smoke and I don't know. I don't know if it makes you high. I think it's just a cigarette. I don't know what it is in the Word of God. And now they had placed it on a thing. I thought when I saw so many stores, I thought it was a good thing. But when I heard the people talking about it on the news, saying how bad those little things are for you, then I realized that's the Satan again. So, yeah, when you see those little stores that have that, you will know, and you see these boys that puff out all that stuff. That is taking God's word in vain, because they done twist that word, and now they're using it to puff cigarettes or to do whatever they're doing. It's just like a cancer. So that's what I wanted you to understand, you and Sister Bonnie, because you all are older, and y'all don't know, y'all haven't heard it. And I was wondering what was that word, and when she read that, it made me realize. So I want my sisters and brothers to know how God's word is being used for vanity.
Yes, but you see, Sister Leola, I know other people want to share, and we can get a better understanding about these words. We saw what they did with the rainbow, what the Lord placed the rainbow there for as a covenant.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And so we saw what they did with the rainbow. It had been using so loosely, you know, what the Lord called abomination. And that is it. So you know they're going to, even God, they're calling God crisis this, and they change everything. But we know that the Lord told us that time is running out, and we're going to see all these things upon the world. And that is the reason why we find that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. We find that in Moses' time with the children of Israel, the people, when God spoke to them, they said, everything that you said, Lord, we going to do. And what happened? Satan comes in that, look, it's just, they all die out in the wilderness. We saw the Tower of Babel. God said, do not make no, you know, this is a covenant. I am not going to send no more rain. And look what they do. So all these, Salila, is what we're reading. That, you know, it's already reached to God. And all we have to do as a people, study his word and ask the Lord to guide and to lead us. Yes, thanks.
Amen. Amen. Sister Paula, thank you for bringing that point out about the rainbow, how God said that it was, that the rainbow going to be a sign that he will not flood the earth. And now people just want to take that rainbow and use it in that way. Oh, have mercy, Jesus. Okay, we're going to go. We got one more person wants to share. Brother Akeem won't be with us tonight. And we're going to pray, and we're going to just kind of go over some scriptures we can learn together, because we done played everything over and over. But let us just contemplate. And if you have something else you want to read from the scripture to show us what else, what other words have they taken out of the Bible and made it to be a sin, what word I want to use, made it to be something of the world? Take God's word and change it. Have mercy, Jesus. So thank you, Sister Powell, for saying that. Brother Akeem, like I say, Brother Akeem is not here. We're going to pray. And we're going to have Sister Tamiko. She's going to sing a song later. And like I say, Brother Akeem is not here, but brothers and sisters, we're going to take time. We're going to pray for one another, and we're going to lift up all the prayers from our brothers and sisters that has been missing. And sometime we can take this opportunity to lift up others. And then I'm asking if you can find another word that they done changed and then made it worldly, someone that is to be just
played with or just use him loosely with anything. It is seriously a shame. It's a shame, brothers and sisters. So let me open the next line and then let that person share, and then we're going to ask if there's anyone else who'd like to share or sing a song. So let us open the line for 857-505.
Amen. Hello, sister Miola. Hello, beloved. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Can you hear me, Sister Miola?
Brother Eli, wait a minute. You got a phone that's ringing.
That's Jamal's phone, Sister Miola. He needs a lot of prayer, my dear sister, because the enemy is,
Hold on, Brother Eli. Brother Eli, you're on the prayer line. Hang up with that line? Yeah,
I'm going to hang up, Sister Miola, on him.
Okay, go ahead.
He needs
the
Lord.
Now you can talk. Amen.
Amen. Sister Miola, my prayer request is to lift up individuals in prayer and pray for Brother Jamal, please, because Sister Miola, he's cursing me on the line, but he needs a lot of prayer at the moment. His name is Brother Jamal Bayville. Jamal Bayville.
Okay.
J-A-M-A-A-L. Lift up Brother Jamal in prayer and pray for his family.
Okay, brother.
And pray for individuals and pray for Brother Javel too, because he needs the Lord.
Okay.
They both do.
Amen. That's
record your message at the top.
Yeah, Sister Miola, he needs prayer. He needs a lot of prayer.
All right.
Sister Miola, Miola, pray for him right now.
All right. Amen. Thank you, brother.
Jamal, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen, sisters and brothers. We definitely got to lift up that situation in prayer, because when I opened the line, I heard the phone ringing. Like, wait a minute, why is this ringing on the prayer line? And then I hear Brother Eli have someone on the line. So that's what's the confusion. But I just want to thank God that I want to thank our Father for what he's doing with our people. Brother Eli, brothers and sisters, we just need to keep Brother Eli in prayer, because we do know that God is working with him and that we just got to keep him lifted up. Amen. So we also want to look at how God is wants us to pray. I want to read Ephesians, because Ephesians tell us, sisters and brothers, you can go there too. Let us read Ephesians chapter 6. Let us read this, because let me make sure. Ephesians chapter 6. Okay, Ephesians chapter 6, and we are reading verses 10. Amen? And sisters and brothers, you can read too, but I'm going to start with this. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Brother Eli, we're reading this scripture. I'm hoping you're listening. And he said, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, the rulers of darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit. And watch unto
with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And we have to do this because, sisters and brothers, it is not that we can do anything of ourselves. We have to pray. So I'm going to open the line. I'm going to open the line, my sisters and brothers, for Sister Power once again, as she was giving us some comments. Sister Power?
Yes, dear.
You, Sister Power, you heard Brother Eli, and I had to. Brother Eli, I did not want to hang up, but we're on the prayer line, and there's other people listening. And so, Sister Power, I did not want to just cut it short for him, but there was someone that was on the line, and I didn't want the confrontation, you know, on the prayer line, so I kind of like just had to cut it. So, Sister Power, as I read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through verses 18, and God tell us how we should pray and with the things that we should do, because if we don't do this, then we're gonna be subject to the enemy or demonic spirits or something. But if we put on that whole armor of God, God say we are protected. So, Sister Powell, you can give your comments again.
Well, what I have to say, you know, is for us to follow Christ, right? It may be simple, right? And we don't have to go into a deep understanding of who God is. We saw what he has done for us from Genesis, right? He had prepared, he had created this heaven and earth and everything and created us in the image and likeness of him, right? So because God loved us so much, he gave us everything. We saw he gave us even his life, right? He sacrifices life for us. And if he sacrificed life for us, you know, this is something for us. You know, it may be hard. He said, give me all he's asking for us. A simple thing. We have choice, but he's asking, you know, I come to knock at your door, heart door. All we need, you know, is to be obedient. And the whole thing is obedient, Sister Leola, you know. He'll be obedient. When we trust him, when we believe and have faith in him, has the word, we read his word, we know that we will be like him because we trust, we be obedient, have fear, and have faith in him. And this is a continual thing. This is a daily life. Sanctification is daily, you know. You know, after we have been sanctified with him, he said sanctification is God. It's God, right? And when we are like him, just as simple, the problems, the trials, the tribulation come down upon us, that weight will come off of us because, you know, what we're not trusting Brother Eli, trusting Sister Leola, or if we call, we go in our closet and we present our situation to God. And if we have that confidence that we have a loving Father who promise us that anything, all we burden, no care how hard it is, and we present him with a contrived heart, a humble heart, you know, willing, you know, to be obedient to him, he will hear us, you know. You know,
amen.
He will hear us. So I just feel the holy thing, Sister Leola, where you read, as we are coming up to the end of this world, we are coming up on time, as we read in Revelation 7 a while ago, that time is running out. When we look and we hear all these things, we saw that the Holy Spirit have been withdrawing, even from the church, because we saw even the church, God's church. Remember the bride, you know, the bride is God's church, right? And God coming for a bride, right, that is faithful, a bride that is pure, you know, and true to him. Right? So he is expecting us as a church, right? And we are the church to be like him. And that is how I took the easiest image in the scripture from Genesis to Revelation. If we be obedient, especially the remnant people, right? We are the remnant, have a message to carry out. Every one of us can carry out that message some way or the other. Not all of us can be a teacher, a preacher, you know, a teacher, but we can tell somebody about the love of Christ. We can have a truck that we can go out and share. We can do some kindness, render some kindness when there is a need. So there is something here, some work is here for each one of us to do. So I don't think, you know, we can't do it. I can't do it alone, but I have to depend.
Amen.
And I have to trust God. So that is how I really see Sister Leela, right? And as you have been asking for prayer, and our preacher this evening won't be here, but we have so much things that we see what the devil is using. The devil is using the Sabbath so badly, and we know that the Sabbath is a test, right? The Sabbath is going to be a test. Right, the day of rest, which day, right? And we have to really equip ourselves, because if we don't equip ourselves to know how important this Sabbath test is going to be within us, we are going to stand for this everlasting plague, right? So we need to change the Sabbath to Sunday, and the whole world is wandering off of the beast. And there is nowhere in the Bible where you see God change, because God can never come to change the law, right? He never come, if he come to fulfill it, right? So all when them telling you that the Sabbath is changed, that this is that, God not do this, he not do that, and they tell you all manner of things. But if we study the word, they are right, and if we are interested as a people on this line as a group to study all these things, study where the change of the Sabbath come in all the scriptures. We have so many scriptures in the Bible, you know, that tell us that the Sabbath is... We have Exodus 16:26. We have Exodus 28, Exodus 20:10, Exodus 31:15. We have Numbers. We have Deuteronomy. We have Kings. We have it in all the Old and New Testament that God never comes to change the Sabbath. So later study, after other people pray, we think we can go into this, that people can take their word, the Bible, and study, because the Sabbath is going to be a test. And that is going to be the biggest drama, the biggest controversy, the biggest drama that's going to take place. And if we, especially new believers coming on this line, our new believers coming in the church, if we do not learn, and you know what we, they said, the word said, I think, what we did not learn from year time, years gone by, we're going to learn it for a very short time. And the short time is now.
Amen. Amen. God said that. He said it, and it will happen.
Mm.
So as Sister Power mentioned about that Sabbath is the test. And I'm getting something here to read on that that test that we got as coming. And I'm looking for it. How we also see how they use Sabbath and made Sunday sacred. And we see all God's words has been twisted and changed. And man is not seeking to find why is this. You know, if man go and get a degree, doctrines and all this, yet they have all these degrees, they have all this doctrine, and yet they don't seek to see why that the Bible states it very clear. So it's not that man is ignorant of it, because they got a degree. And for me, have never had a degree, and God had me to read and study, and I knew this without. And when I was, I think I was like going to vacation Bible school, and I used to look at that Sabbath. I'm like, Lord, what does that mean? And I had that in the back of my mind. I've been asking myself what it means. I said, what is that fourth commandment? Because we had to say those 10 commandments. And I just wonder, what does that mean? I say, it sounds like Saturday, but I just couldn't figure it out. I didn't know it until I was almost 40 years old. But anyway, God showed me, and I studied. And I studied that, and I said, even though the pastor had showed me, I said, Lord, ain't no man going to teach me wrong. I'm going to study this thing myself. And I did. And when I read what Isaiah had said, he said about Isaiah 58, talking about the Sabbath, and God said the Sabbath was breached. Oh, that was all I needed. And I studied on every word in there. I went and I got me a dictionary, looked up breach. I looked up the Ancient of Time. I looked up all these words that meant something, and I saw where God had changed nothing. And then I saw in Psalms 89, God said he will not change nothing that or alter thing that gone out of his lips. So it was line upon line, here, there. God didn't change nothing. But I have this part that, the Sabbath is God's mark. People, the Sabbath, hear it? The Sabbath will be the mark. And it also says, I don't know which one we should read. We got the importance of glory of the Sabbath, but Sabbath is the mark. I didn't find the other one. Then, brothers, and guess where that goes? And guess what verse it is? Ezekiel 20:20. And what did God give us? He gave us 20/20 eye vision. So it's 20/20. And God said, hallow my Sabbath. And they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God. If I don't take that personally, what else could you do? Because he sounds like he's talking to me. He is talking to each individual. How are you going to take it? I'm going to read this. It says, every soul in our world is the Lord's property by creation and by redemption. Each individual soul is on trial for his life. Has he given to God that which belonged to him? Has he surrendered to God all that is his and his purchased possession? All who cherish the Lord as their portion in this life will be under his control and will receive the sign and the mark of God, which shows them to be God's special possession. Christ's righteousness will go before them, and the glory of the Lord will be their reward. The Lord protects every human being who bear his sign. The sign of the Sabbath is as important as Christ coming here on earth, because Christ, he is of the Sabbath. He is of the Christ, the one that did it all. Lord have mercy. Brothers and sisters, let us pray. We're going to go into prayer, because most of all, we are praying. Now that we know this on the prayer line, we're going to pray for our family members. We just take this time, because we have, if we can ask each one, you know what? Each one pray for one. So we're going to pray. We're going to take these few minutes to lift up. It's a few of us on here, but you know what? We have a voice. We have a voice to pray. And so let us pray for all those that not on here. Let us pray for our family. Let us give God, like they say, give God what belongs to him. And that's lifting up everyone in prayer. Amen. So, Sister Power,
amen.
I'm going to start the prayer. I want to start the prayer. And then, let me see. Sister Brenda might be one of the first. So let us see.
Let Sister Tamika do the song now, and then you.
She's not on right now. I thought she was going to come on, but she's not on. Unless you, but you're going to lift up in prayer because. You still want to do a song? Still like for a song to be sung?
Yes,
it would be
nice.
Okay. You want to sing the song?
Yes, I'm going to sing Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Praise God.
Make her look for
and we can sing along.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just look for it. I see it a while ago. And, Lord.
And sisters, we're gonna pray and we're gonna lift up our family in this prayer line, and then we can
come in, my dear. I saw it a while ago.
Yes.
You know. Okay. Okay. 317. I don't see 317. All right, I changed the notch here. I just find this one. 317. All right. Nothing between my soul and my Savior, not of this world, delusive dream, I have renounced all sinful pleasure. Jesus is mine, there's nothing between, nothing between my soul and my Savior, so that his blessed face may be seen. Nothing preventing the least of his favor. Keep the way clear, let nothing between. Nothing between like worldly pleasure. Habits of life, so harmless they seem, must not my heart from him ever sever. He is my heart, there's nothing between. Nothing between our soul and the Savior, so that his blessed face may be seen. Nothing preventing the least of his favor. Not the way clear, let nothing between. Nothing between him, many are trials. Though the world against me convince, watching with prompt and much self-delusion, triumph at last with with nothing between, nothing between our soul and the Savior, so that his blessed face may be seen. Nothing preventing the lease of his favor. Keep the way clear. Let nothing between. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to open Sister Brenda line. And Sister Brenda, as the song was sung, nothing between me and my Savior. So I'm asking you to lift up the prayer line in your prayer. And Sister Power will lift another part up. I will lift up something. So Sister Brenda, your line is open. You want to begin with a word of prayer? You can hear us? You can begin.
Okay. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight on this prayer line. We thank you for Advent Light. All of us on this line tonight, we ask him for prayer for Advent Light. Father, we ask that you lift prayer line up and ask that you give us blessings that we can stay together in your name and that we can get stronger in your name. And we ask that you continue strengthening us through helping each other, encouraging each other of your word, blessing us through all the strength we need. Father, we ask that you bless each and every one. We ask that you keep us, Lord. We ask that you build us up. Father God, we ask that you give us the portion of your Holy Spirit so that we can be strong enough to meet and give the other folks the words that we need to give them, that it may come out the way it's supposed to and the way you want us to teach them. We just ask that you bless each and every one of us when we meet other people. We tell them about your word, about your Sabbath, and your commandments, that they would accept them and see and read for themselves that your commandments must be put to work. Father God, we thank you for your words that we're reading every day, and we thank you that they are bonded. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you're going to do for us. We just ask that you go and bless each and every one in Advent Life. We ask that you take care of the sick, take care of all those that's missing. We ask that you bless them and bring them back. We ask that you take care of Sister Stephanie, wherever she's at. We ask that you take care of Sister Akara, traveling, give her safe traveling mercy up and down the highway. Lord, we ask that you bless all other members that's on this line, Brother Rick and his family, and all the others on this line, because, Lord, they're tied up or somebody's sick or some kind of way they can't get back. But Lord, I know you're going to bless them to come back. So we ask that you strengthen their family, be with them, comfort them, And, Lord, give them to come back to Advent Life. But, Father, we just want to thank you for being so good to us, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we just want to thank you for being our Savior. And we want to just thank you in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Amen. Brenda. And now I will lift you up in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we come just thanking you for your goodness, Lord, as we are here praying together and just speaking the things, Lord, that you get glory. You get all the glory. So now, Lord, as I lift my sister Brenda up to you, I'm asking you, Father, to forgive us of our sin. And, Lord, Father, you know your daughter better than any of us. So now, Father, what she stands in need of, Lord, I'm asking that you please help her to see her need, that she what she needs in Christ. And also, Lord, we lift up her children to you. We're lifting up her husband to you, Father, asking that you continue to bless Brother John with the knowledge and how he's listening to the word of God. And then he's able to come back to the prayer line to give God glory and for what he has learned. And all the things he learning, Lord Jesus, you are teaching him. So, Lord, continue to work in him that blessing will that you want for us to do. And also, Father, Lord, I lift up our grandchildren, Lord, Father. When that child asked me, these commandments must be important. She said, because it's highlighted in red. And she said, Lord Jesus, she said, that's the only one that's highlighted in red. And, Lord, I was so surprised the child had knew that the fourth commandment was important, but she didn't understand it. So, Father, I'm asking that you continue to open up our little eyes. For 6 years old, Lord, we have adults in the 50s, 60s. Lord, many don't even understand the importance of the fourth commandment. And now, Lord, Father, I'm asking, Lord, to lead and guide her. And teach her more, Lord. I want to give her some little books, Father. And when I give her these books, let her know how dear to her these books can be in her life. So I'm asking that you would lead and guide her. Teach her, Father. Help her to be that witness for and that example for you, Jesus. And I'm praying for her little brother, Lord. Lord Jesus, he's not in tune, but yet, Lord, by seeing his sister and listen to his sister, Lord, let help him to learn and to be more in tune with her to help for her to help him to grow more closer to you and to love you. So, Father, as I lift up Brenda home to you, Lord, Father, they are continuing to build it. Lord, Father, help these people to build that home strong. And, Lord, because we know how the weather is in Louisiana, but build it up, Jesus. And that she can be in it, because most of the time that's what they build it for, is for her to stay in it when storms come. And Lord, we know that you are the God of protection. You are the God of to keep us. So Lord, as she's there in her home, Lord, and with it being so high up in the air, I'm asking that you keep that home sturdy and in the times that she needs you. And also, Father, I lift up her children, her son next door. Lord, allow them to come to the prayer line to learn something about you. Lord, we're going to need to know. The Bible tells us wisdom is knowledge. Because if you go to work and you don't have the knowledge on your job to do your job, the job won't keep you, because you're not making the job. You're not doing what you need to do on the job. So if you're going to use knowledge on the job, God also wants us to use knowledge about his word. So, Father, I'm asking you to bless sisters and nephews, my sisters and brothers. And as I lift them up to you, Jesus, Lord, touch their heart, Rita and Mary. Lord, Father, they gotten a license, and Father, help them to go and dig deeper into your word and see that the Sabbath is
God's way and not Sunday. And not even the fact that they done put themselves in pastorship or whatever that is, but God said that his word is true and that we need to seek him more. Don't look for doctrines and all these letters behind your name, but look to Jesus and humbling ourselves. So, Father, I for my sisters, and Lord, I also lift up this prayer line to you. Brother Udy, Lord Father, I lift up Brother Serge and I lift up to you, Father, Brother Jensini, Lord Jesus. I lift up Brother Bernard, Lord, Brother Rick, Lord Father, which Brother Rick stands firm on his prayer line. Lord, we thank you for Brother Rick and for you using him, Lord, a man of God. So please be with him as he's doing so much, Lord Father. He show himself faithful to the work. And the Bible tell us when you do something, do it with all your might. So, Father, I thank you so much. Lord, I also lift up Sister Power and her family to you, Father, asking that you continue to be with her, strengthen her, and all the wisdom that you've given her, Lord, Father, that she share with others, and all the blessings and that sisters and brothers give God praise for giving her the love in our hearts. So, Lord, thank you so much. Lord, Sister Barnaby, we love Sister Barnaby on this prayer line, Lord, and we are so grateful to have her here with us. Lord, she brings so much brightness, and she brings so much love with the song and with the reading and the praying and giving scripture. Lord, Father, I'm asking that you continue to strengthen her, Lord, Father, because, Lord, she asked for prayers, and you know what she have need of, Father. Strengthen her legs, her knees, Lord. Strengthen her, dear Father. Help her to grow strong, Lord, Father, because you said you know all of us in and out. So please be with Sister Bonnie and Barnaby and take care of her. And, Father, we thank you so much. We lift our children up to you also. Be with her children and take care of her children. Lead and guide them to you, Jesus, because we all have need of you and to know, especially as we read this prophecy tonight, Lord Father. Teacher, I'm grateful to you that you blessed me with safe traveling mercy today. Bless my husband today as he went to work. And I'm thanking you, Lord, for blessing him with a job and keeping him while he's worked. Lord Father, keep and protect him, Lord Father, all our brothers and sisters as well. And we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. And, amen. Praise God. Amen.
Okay.
Heavenly Father,
yes.
We linger a little longer
Sister
at
Powell,
your feet.
We go, Sister
yeah.
Powell, you're going to pray last, Sister Barnaby. Let Sister Barnaby do now. And you give the last prayer. That'd be okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we want Sister Barnaby. Hold on, Sister Barnaby. We're going to open your line before another prayer. Amen. And you can lift up Sister Power. Lift up Sister Power again because we're praying for one another. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Heavenly Father, I come before you again, Lord. Nothing in my hands I bring, but simply to you I come. Lord, this prayer line, O God, Advent light. 3 days a week we are on this line, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. Heavenly Father, you know our need, and you will supply it according to your riches in glory. Lord, we are unworthy, we are unholy, we are nothing good, but, O God, we are asking you, Lord, to wash us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, I put each and every one of us on this prayer line into your hand, O God. Sister Powell and our family, Lord, I put them before you. Our children, our grandchildren, and all our family members, I put them into your hand, dear God. I'm asking you to build an edge around them and to keep them from the evil one. Because you know that Satan is like a roaring lion trying to devour your people. Heavenly Father, I put Sister Tamika and her family into your hand, O God. Build an edge around them, Heavenly Father, and keep them from the enemy. Lord, look at Eli, oh, Heavenly Father. Eli, you know Eli's problem, oh, God. You know his situation. I'm asking you to intervene and to take over, oh, God. Lead the way, Lord. Let your will be done in his life. Heavenly Father, you see that he's willing, he's able to serve you. So, Heavenly Father, I'm asking you to keep him from the enemy, because the enemy is around him. The Father, each and every one that come on this line, Lord, you know us. You know our name. Because, Lord, you send your holy angel to encamp round about us, oh God. Beat back the enemy and let your name be glorified and praised, dear God. We need you every hour. Heavenly Father, you see that we don't need you every hour. We need you every second. Because every second, oh God, help us to focus our mind on you and to call upon you so that your holy angel may guide us and keep us from all harms and all danger. Lord, this world is not our home. We are just pilgrims passing through. So, Lord God, help us to remember that each and every second and the least we get, oh God, to call upon your name. Bless us, oh God. Guide us. Shield us. Cover us under your blood. Keep us from sin and shame. Keep us from worldly things, oh God.
Yes.
Help us to forget about the things of this world and to concentrate on you and to focus on you and to remember that without you in our life, there's nothing we can do. Lord, wherever we go, go with us. Whatever we do, do with us, oh God. As we sleep each night, we ask you to send your guardian angel to encamp round about us. Heavenly Father, Satan is round your people, trying to devour your people and trying to snatch your people out of your hand. But, oh God, you is mightier, and your name is above every name and is worthy to be praised. So continue to bless each and every one of us, Lord. All those who preach on this line, all those who do everything on this line, dear God, you know us, and not even who on this line alone. Those who are listening in the background, plenty are shy to pray and to name. But Heavenly Father, I'm asking you to bless them along with their family. God, be all over the world, oh God, to bless every mother, every father, every child. So many disasters. Heavenly Father, take your word in charge. Take over. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof. And all of us who is in this earth belong to you, Lord. Because you have made us, you have fashioned us into your likeness. And you put us here for a purpose. So, Lord God, let not the enemy take full control of us. But let us lift our head. Heaven, word, and Lord, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Break us, melt us, mold us, and fill us, oh God, and give us your wisdom so that we may meditate on you and have a song in our heart, oh God, and a praise on our lips to give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise that is due unto you. Continue to bless, to God, to guide. So have your way. So let your will be done. Lord, please heal the sick. Feed the hungry. Clothe the naked. Open shelter for the homeless, dear God. Freely you receive, Heavenly Father, and freely you give. Thank you for everything you have been doing, what you're doing now, and what you continue to do. I beg and I ask. I give you thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we linger a little at your feet to give you praises. We want to thank you for all the prayer requests that went up to you, dear Father, in the most holy sanctuary. We want to thank you that we have a Father who will hear and answer our plea, who knows all about us, Lord, each name, Lord. Father, we present to you Addition named, Lord, we present Sister Leola and her husband and family members,
Sister Vanessa, who she's studying with, and also Sister Mary and her sisters. Lord, you know everything about them, so we present them to you. Ask you, Lord, to allow the light that you have given unto the world, that they will accept the light, and the light is the truth, so that they will share with others. We also lift up, Lord, the Richardson family. You know everything about them, dear God. We ask you, Father, to allow them, Holy Spirit, speak to them that they can join. And as we come before you fully to the throne, asking you for help for our own self, so that we will be able to live like you, with you, do the things you want us to do, and that we can wait on you, dear Lord, for you to cover us with your robe of righteousness by Christ. We cannot be covered without your presenting our old beam to you and ask you for cleansing. So we just come before your throne as we had presented all these names and requests to you. Every name, dear Lord, that we have in our family members. Every children, dear Lord, that we have been praying for daily. The classrooms, Lord, Sister Stephanie and Sister Nicole, and all the students, dear Lord, in our other class. We lift them up to you. Brother O'Neill, dear Lord, who driving to and fro on the road, he met an accident the other day. You were the one that the steering wheel to guide and to lead and to protect that in the accident that he does not hurt, Lord. And Father, we ask you to provide, make a way for him, dear Lord, and just allow him to continue to keep his eyes fixed upon you, dear Lord. We also lift up our dear Sister Carla and her family members. Drive to and fro to work, Lord, demonstrating your love to our patient and the need, Lord, and our community, dear Father. We ask you for strength. Heavenly Father, this evening we present marriage to you, Lord. You have told us that you are married to your church. Your church is the bride, Lord Jesus. Help all the marriages on this earth, your wife and husband, husband and wife, dear Father, that they may know that that vow that they got supposed to be kept till death do part. And also the vow is not with human being, is the vow with you, Jesus Christ, because you want us to marry with you, Lord Jesus. So we just ask you, dear Father, to step in this relationship, Lord. We ask you for children and parents and family, the relationship too, dear Lord, the home that they are coming from. We are asking you to allow them to stand up, Father, to stand up as the priest of the home, and mother, to be a mother where she's there to teach these little children and to show them and to lead them to righteousness. So this evening, Lord, as we come, giving you thanks and praise, Lord, for all the speakers that come on this line, dear Father, to represent you and to present your word. Brother Akeem James, who was supposed to be here, but he have another job to do, dear Father, another work, Lord. And we ask you to strengthen him, Lord. We also lift up Brother Ricardo and his family. We ask you, Father, whatsoever they need, we ask you to supply their needs. We also lift up Sister Stephanie, dear Lord. We ask you to give her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding more and more in which she asks you for, so that she will be obedient, totally surrender everything, and that she will be successful in her study. We leave them to you, Lord. All those who used to come on this line, I present them to you. Those who are listening on the internet, Lord, we ask you, Father, from Netherlands, Canada, and Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Jamaica, Kingston, New York, Albany, dear Father, Tennessee, Texas, all over the island, Lord. Allow them, when they listen to your word, that they will surrender all to you and give their life fully to you. What more could we ask of you? We thank you for this study this evening. Lord, of your great Sabbath that will be a test, Lord. And we thank you for the words that you have given unto us that we can go out and share with others. So let others know that the Sabbath have not been changed and that you never come to change the Sabbath. Lord, the Sabbath is for every man on this earth to worship, Lord, not the false Sabbath, where they're calling to push it up on people, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, that we will follow you and you will be with us, that when that great time come, dear Father, that we will stand firm in you and you will cover us, as we have been studying about the seal of God, Lord. And when we are sealed in your word, sealed in your truth, Father, you will have us through the Holy Spirit to go out there to present your truth to the world, Lord, which like the autumn leaves that come down off the tree, that your words will be scattered to and fro and your truth will be presented. So we ask you, Father, for that strength tonight. Bless each and every one of us, Lord, all the families them on this line. Keep all the hosts, Lord, and all the callers, Lord. We present them to you and help us to be faithful. Help us to keep our eyes fixed upon you. When the trials and tribulation come our way, we have a loving Father who we can go to, a Father who will listen, and a Father who will guide and to lead us into victory. So we just want to thank you this evening. Bless us, we pray. Help us to be faithful, Lord, and bless these little precious children that is on the line, Lord, and those who we minister to, because they will be the leaders of tomorrow. Lord, bless the traveling mercies for each one of us who will be traveling in the air, who will be traveling on the sea, and also on the road. We put our trust in you. Thank you for us, Lord, who are here each night, Lord, to listen to your word. So we ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon us and help us, Lord, to be faithful in Jesus' name. With thanksgiving, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, sisters. And we just thank Brother Eli, still have his hand up. But Brother Eli, you be faithful to God and just keep praying, and the Lord will help you. I got your message that what JaVale have done, and we keep praying for you and for JaVale, because you just got to leave him alone, and whatever he do, just take it to the Lord. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to close out for tonight, and we'll see you on Thursday by God's grace. Amen. So thank you, and I will close out with this song.
The love of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. For to be desired are they than gold, in a much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. The statutes of the Lord. Commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eye.
More to be desired are they than gold, in a much fine gold.
Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb.
to be